And after probation closes on the foolish virgins, it's still a time of mercy for those. And listen to this. Many who have known the truth have corrupted their way before God and have departed from the faith. It doesn't say they've left the church books. It says they've departed from the faith. Foolish virgins. The broken ranks will be filled up by those represented by Christ as coming in at the 11th hour. There are many with whom the Spirit of God is striving. The time of God's destructive judgments is a time of mercy for those who have had no opportunity to learn what is truth. Tenderly will the Lord look upon them. His heart of mercy is touched. His hand is still stretched out to save, while the door is closed to those who would not enter. Large numbers will be admitted who in these last days hear the truth for this time. Now, when I was putting this material together last night, I came across a couple other quotes that are very similar to this. But as far as identifying the close of probation, they were even more pointed. I want to read one to you and notice the context that she puts it in. That was This Day with God, page 163, and this is Review and Herald, November 22nd, 1906. The signs in the sun, moon, and stars have been fulfilled. Since that time, earthquakes, tempests, tidal waves, pestilence, and famine have multiplied. The most awful destructions by fire and flood are following one another in quick succession. The terrible disasters that are taking place from week to week speak to us in earnest tones of warning, declaring that the end is near, that something great and decisive will soon of necessity take place. Probationary time will not continue much longer. Now God is withdrawing his restraining hand from earth. Long has he been speaking to men and women through the agency of his Holy Spirit, but they have not heeded the call. Now he is speaking to his people and to the world by his judgments. The time of these judgments is a time of mercy for those who have not yet had opportunity to learn what is truth. Tenderly will the Lord look upon them. His heart of mercy is touched. His hand is stretched out to save. Large numbers will be admitted to the fold of safety who in these last days will hear the truth for the first time. The Lord calls upon those who believe in him to be workers together with him. While life shall last, they are not to feel that their work is done. Shall we allow the signs of the end to be fulfilled without telling people what is coming upon the earth? This is the message to aroused people, both in the church and out of the church. Shall we allow them to go down in darkness without having urged upon them the need of preparation to meet their Lord? Unless we ourselves do our duty to those around us, the day of God will come upon us as a thief. Confusion fills the world, and great terror is soon coming upon human beings. The end is very near. We who know the truth should be preparing for what is soon to break upon the world as an overwhelming surprise.